present now the title song from the motion picture Funny Face, as sung by Fred Astaire, with words and music by George and Ira Gershwin.
Frankly, dear, your modesty reveals to me self-appraisal often makes us sad. And if I add your funny face appeals to me, please don't think I've suddenly gone mad. You have all the qualities of Peter Pan. I'd go far before I'd find a sweeter pan. I love your funny face. Your sunny, funny face. For you're a cutie with more than beauty. You've got a lot of personality for me. You fill the air with smiles for miles and miles and miles. Though you're no Mona Lisa, for worlds I'd not replace your sunny, funny face. Sunny, funny face. You're not exotic, but so hypnotic. You're much too much. If you can cook the way you look, I'd swim the ocean wide just to have you by my side. Though you're no Queen of Sheba, for worlds I'd not replace. Your sunny, funny face.
In terms of that film, Mr. Avedon was brought in as a visual consultant, I believe, and utilized techniques, film techniques for color that were very unusual or probably unprecedented. How closely, Mr. Astaire, did you work with Mr. Avedon in that film in terms of your contribution?
I didn't work with him at all.
You didn't
I don't know anything about photography. Actually, his particular genius, and I just knew him and liked him, and posed for him in a couple of sittings.
But you weren't very aware then of what was going to be the accomplished fact, which sometimes was very complicated on the screen while you were either inventing or performing your dances or your
role. I don't think that was utilized too much. I think the film, the photographic content of the film was somewhat, certainly must have been discussed by him and the producers, you know. Mm-hmm. I wasn't one of the producers of it, and I was glad I wasn't, because I had enough to do.
Yes, I knew you did.
Do you create all the dances that you do in your film?
Well, I don't choreograph every step. I do in my own solos. I do some of those extemporaneously, because like on the television show, the one thing I didn't know what I was going to do when I went out to talk. I just didn't. I didn't have time to lay it out as a routine. It was mm-hmm. solo. I can't do that with a partner. You got to work like mad to know where each one is, or if there's a bunch of people. That requires a lot of precision rehearsing, and you stick to that. But if I'm working alone, I may have a few key steps here or there that I know at a certain part of the music I will do. But in between that, I might not do anything. And I, as such, it can be effective. I found that I was lucky, and I hit the right one. I think with the Young Holt Trio, those three boys that were three Negro boys.
Yeah,
you know,
the jazz trio.
Great. I think they're great stuff. They play so well, and they're funny and amusing and everything. I just fooled around with them, and came out all right with a kind of an effective number. It seemed to go well.
Have you ever rehearsed on film, or you had film on a rehearsal and then looked at that film?
No.
And then ever redeveloped?
No.
Even in the most intricate things you've done?
No, I never do it. I think we had a test once for an effect. Mm-hmm. We made a test of the with the Stanley Donen picture, the
Raw Wedding,
where up and the danced all over the room, up on the ceiling and down around. Did you ever see the picture?
Yes, I did.
Well, that was very complicated. That was an idea of mine. Mm-hmm. And to get it to work mechanically was quite a thing, because the whole room turned, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always down here, but I was just described in Life magazine, as a matter of fact. There was an article written about how it was done. When you saw the picture, I'm the room stands still, and I'm going
up the walls.
Oh, up around it, you see. But that, in order to get that, they had the camera and the men who were operating were all strapped into their tied into a position. They were going around like this. That was the wildest thing you ever saw, because the ceiling, for instance, I had to run up the side wall. Well, the side wall came down to me, really.
Uh-huh.
And as it did, I had to look as if I was climbing it, which also I had to learn how to do that. We worked it out and found out from that test actually what to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time. Well, I never test a dance routine on normal one on the floor.
Because Chaplin frequently did that, would rehearse in front of a camera without his costume and look and develop his also very complicated routines. I wondered whether you had ever done that.
No, I have never done it. I wouldn't say that it isn't a good thing to do, mm-hmm. because I think I find it very useful in line, doing dramatic work, and I have complicated lines, like mm-hmm. in Finian's. I had a lot of long
speeches
and, with the Irish, I can't get to, every time I talk about it, I begin to talk like Finian.